Hey guys, I'm Rose.
And I'm Ellen.
And you're listening to And They Were Roommates. Oh my god, they were roommates.
Hey guys.
Hi guys.
If this sort of feels like ASMR, it's because we're in the library. We're in a new setting today. Maybe we'll sound calmer, we don't know. But we're back. It was a week. We went on spring break. And now we're back and ready to film more content. Bro, I feel like a YouTuber. Till the end of the semester when we go home for summer. It's gonna fly by. I feel like it is already. But before we talk about today's topic, how was your spring break, Rose?
My spring break was actually really good. I got to rest a lot. Thankfully, because I needed it. And I caught up on sleep, so that's good. And I got to see my dogs, so it was a really good break. How about you?
My break was good. I went to my boyfriend's house, met his family. They're all super sweet. And then I got to explore different areas. I went on, a walk to this really nice waterfall. And then I spent the other half of the week at our friend Mia's house, which was also really fun. And all around, it was a really good time. So the episode before we went on break, we set some goals for our break. Damn. So let's talk about those goals and see, did we fulfill them? Did we get close to them? Or are there some things that we still need to work on? So in terms of your goals, academically, you said you wanted to get your grades up and do your extra credit. How did that go?
It didn't. I didn't do my extra credit, but I am going to do it. I don't know. I just wanted to relax. So I was like, I'm taking this time for myself. If I don't have to worry about it right now, because it's due at the end of the semester, I still have a little bit of time. I have to get on it. But I also needed the break. Mm-hmm.
Physically, you said you wanted to go to the gym more and take supplements. How did that go?
I've been consistently on creatine now, so it's going good, and I go to the gym 5 days a week, and sometimes I'll do other stuff like swim, so it's good. Yeah.
And then mentally, you said you wanted to be happier and you said not be easy to break, so how did that work out?
I feel like I'm also better in that way because like I said, I needed that break, so all of my moods were elevated, and I like the good ones.
Okay, and then for me, I said socially I wanted to make new friends and try not to be too socially awkward since I was going to meet a lot of people, and I think it worked out well. I found myself actually trying to get out of my comfort zone and talk to people. Academically, I said no procrastinating. I think I did pretty good. I did most of my work during the break, and I feel pretty accomplished. And then mentally, I just said stability. I only cried once, so that's an accomplishment for me. So now that we've talked about our spring break, today we're going to be talking about our journey and our time being comfortable in our own skin and sort of our relationship with not only what's on the inside, but also the way we dress, the way, our hair is and our forms of expression and that sort of stuff. So how do you think your perception about your body has changed over time? Starting from little kid on the playground till now.
I feel as a kid, you don't know much, and you don't give much thought to anything, because it's why would you say something about a kid, especially about their body? It's really weird, so you don't really grow up listening to stuff about your body when you're, a child, thankfully, I guess, but I don't know, some people are different, but like I said, I didn't really put mind to it when I was, very little, I don't know, the most I would do was probably, just make myself look nicer, the fake press-on nails, a little bit of lipstick. But I never really, was oh, I look ugly and stuff like that. especially not about my body.
Yeah. So, what about puberty?
Going through puberty, like, was difficult because in middle school, like, I developed faster than other girls. So, I would hear, like, there's one time I heard someone talking about me, like, it wasn't bad, but, it wasn't comfortable. Yeah, basically. Literally, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. They were talking about me from behind, as if I couldn't hear them, and I'm like, I'm right in front of you, like, I can definitely hear you. So, I used to be fine wearing V-neck shirts, but because of that, I used to only want to wear, like, the, what are they called, like, crewnecks?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I used to always just wear, like, close neck stuff, because I didn't want, like, my cleavage to show or anything.
I think, like, focusing on, like, puberty in middle school, I also had, like, a pretty similar experience. I started developing in, like, end of fourth, like, fifth grade, and, all I remember is, like, we're both Hispanic women. Hispanic women typically have hairier bodies. And I had hair all over my legs, on my arms still. I probably had, like, a mustache and a unibrow. And I remember dumbass little boys would be like, why do you have man legs? Like, why do you, like, blah, blah, blah. They would make fun of you. And it would be to the point where I started shaving my legs in the fifth grade because I was so self-conscious of it. Thankfully, I didn't shave my arms, but I also, like, I started doing my eyebrows, I started taking off my mustache because it was just all things that I was sort of uncomfortable with. And then I don't know if this happened to you, but like, just like things that happen in puberty, I started sweating a lot. So
it's because of the hair,
right. So I remember I stopped wearing, like, light-colored clothing, and I started wearing, like, darker clothing because I was afraid of, like, pit stains and stuff. And it's, like, that all started fifth grade. And I also got my period of fifth grade, which was, like, another level of self-consciousness.
Yeah, I got it on my birthday. Ooh. Or, like, the day before my birthday.
I don't remember.
I think I turned 10. And then I got it. And I was like,
yeah, we got it early.
Yeah. I don't know why.
They want us to have birthing at age 10? No. Not happening.
What was I going to say? Yeah, it's weird because that's literally what it is. It's like your body is like, okay, I'm ready for a baby.
Yeah, like, but like,
no,
physically,
I'm not ready for a baby.
Maybe, but mentally, no. Not even physically.
No. I started to do my eyebrows, but that's because I like doing my eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Like, I had, like, very thick eyebrows. I have, I guess. So they look like caterpillars, kind of. But I don't know, I like getting them shaped because they're nice. And, like, yeah, my mustache, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just get that wax. Because, like, I feel like I sweat a lot from my upper lip, and I'll get, like, acne. So, like, if there's no hair, it's, like, I'll sweat way less.
Yeah. Well, acne was a huge thing for me. I remember it was a cycle, I would cry, I would, like, pick it, and then it
Thankfully, for my skin, I, like, always try to take care of it for the most part, and I only broke out, like, once, and it wasn't really that bad. It was in, like, freshman year, and I was, like, really stressed and stuff, but I'm good now. Yeah. I shaved my arms once, because I was, like, you know, like, I don't know, I guess I should try, you know, my arms are hairy, and my hair used to grow, like, sporadically. Like, it was never, like, going to one side, but after I shaved, it started growing all on one side, so I was like, I wish I didn't shave, but at the same time, that was the outcome, so I'm glad.
Yeah.
I shaved my legs, but honestly, like, it didn't really, like, matter that much to me. I shaved mostly because, like, my legs were seen all the time because I was a soccer player.
I started shaving, and then I started swimming, and then I just liked the feeling of, like, smooth legs. And it was less more so of, like, ooh, you got hairy legs, and more so, like, I felt nice with it, which is cool. But acne-wise, I, like, ended up going to a dermatologist because it was just so much. And then she took one look at my face. She was, like, stress-prone. And I was like, damn. But I think my acne comes in, like, cycles. And the more I, like, pay attention and freak out about it, the more it happens. So I tried to, like, not overthink it, but even now, like, when I get in college, I'm like, seriously, I have a pimple, like, I'm an adult, like, but it was always a huge source of, like, things. Oh, I had, like, a gap tooth in middle school.
Oh my god.
And funny story, I lost my last tooth freshman year. So I was always super self-conscious about my smile. My sisters and my mom would call it grandma smiles, because I would like, I'll go like, just like with my mouth closed because I was self-conscious. But I think as time went on, I started being like, you know, whatever, like it's my smile. And thankfully, when my canines grew in, they pushed my front teeth together. So it was kind of like I had braces, but I didn't. To the point where my dentist even asked me, he was like, oh, you got braces? And I was like, no. They just fixed themselves. But what you were saying earlier about like objectifying, it made me remember this story. In the seventh grade, mm-hmm. I was always like a very like naive kid growing up, because you know, you're a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad when I hear like my sisters having to learn things early on because they're exposed to it, and it's like it shouldn't be that way. They should be able to be naive and innocent for a while.
Yeah.
But this is the type of things that happen, unfortunately. I remember I was in the seventh grade. I was in my last period of English class. And there was a group of boys.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them came up. There's always a group of boys. And one of them came up to me and he was like, Ellen, you know you kind of look like Mia Khalifa. Yeah. And I don't know who that was. And I was like, who's that? And he was like, nobody, just don't look it up. And I was like, all right. What do you do? Go home, look it up. It was a porn star. And it made me feel so uncomfortable and so, like, dirty. Because it's like, damn, just because I'm brown and have glasses and brown hair, I look like a porn star. Like, seriously. And I remember I went back to school the next day and I didn't say anything. But whenever I would see them, like, looking at me, it would make me feel like they were thinking about that, and it felt like so disgusting. And it's like, why do men, like, why do you have the audacity to do that? There were so many instances in middle school where, like, there was this thing called Slap Butt Friday, where guys would just go around smacking girls' butts. And it's like, you would walk around feeling so afraid. And you would, like, tie your sweater around your waist as, like, protection. And it's like, seriously? Like, this is middle school. Like, why is this happening? I don't know. Did you ever have an experience where you sort of felt, like, extremely objectified and, like, disrespected in terms of your body?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was, like, mostly, like, my boobs. Mm-hmm. Like, always. So, like it kind of sucks that it wasn't just one time, but at the same time, it's, like, they were just kids, too, mm-hmm. and, like, I don't know, not excusing them, because it's not okay at the same time, but at the same time, like, it's, like, I understand that, like, they're stupid.
Right.
But
they're growing up.
Yeah. There used to be things like that, but it wasn't, like, a day. It was, like, literally, it could happen whenever. Yeah. You just never knew.
Random.
So
it was like, when I think about it, what's wrong with, like, because we said, oh, like, they're just boys, they're growing up. The problem is that we should be teaching boys early on how to respect women,
right.
How to treat them correctly,
right.
Because it's like, we make excuses for them, but that's not it. Because, like, in the environment I grew up in,
mm-hmm.
The religious environment preached modesty a lot. You know, they preached, like, not wearing super revealing clothing and not putting yourself out there as sort of a temptation for men.
Right.
But it's like, no, that shouldn't be how it is. You shouldn't be changing the way you dress to not tempt men. Men should not be tempted by you because of what you dress. How you dress.
Yeah.
Because women get raped in full clothing, in no clothing, as children. So it's like, it shouldn't be on us. It should be on them to not be pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think of a certain instance. I guess I would say, like, I'm pretty, like, a curvy girl. It's, you know, So I was birthing hips, but in the eighth grade, I was never like super aware of like the curvier body. And I didn't really like understand, like I was like a source of attraction for guys until this sort of happened to me. I remember I was walking down a hallway alone, and this one kid from my class that was well known to be sort of like a player type, he came up behind me and he grabbed my butt with no warning whatsoever. And I remember turning around, I wanted to hit him, I felt so upset. And every time I passed him, I always felt like he was looking at me. And it was such a like weird feeling, because it makes you feel sort of ashamed of your body. And it shouldn't be like that, because that's your body. That's the one thing you've been given. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you should be taking care of and embracing.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, moving on from middle school, that's only middle school. How do you think your perception about your body changed throughout high school?
Well, I stopped really, like, caring, because I don't know, I feel like a lot of girls still do, especially in our school, care so much, and it's like, mm-hmm. why? And it's a root of all of this, because all of this happened when they were elementary school and right. in middle school or whatever. And it's like, wow, like that had such a good like a great impact, but not great in like
good way.
Like great as in
negative. Yeah.
Ginormous. Right. Like it was so bad. Like, how do you affect someone up until that like age?
Right.
But I feel like I don't know. After a while, like I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna wear whatever I want, dress how I want, because I want to, not because like I don't want other people to look at me or that I want other people to look at me. And I really just stopped caring. Like, it's also like in Hispanic households, it's like your family. They're like, oh, like, are you really gonna eat mm-hmm. more, or like, you've gained a little weight, like right. this and that. They always have something to say. And my mom, like, unfortunately, since like she grew up like that, she would be like, she'd say something, and I know that she means it in the best way possible. But like, even so, there's not a good way to say to body shame someone. Like, there's right. not a good
no,
way.
There's not.
So like, she would be sweet and like be like, oh, like, maybe don't. Like, wear this or don't do this, because, like, I don't want other people to look at you and be like, oh, my God, like, she's so fat, or, like, talk behind your back. And I'm like, Mom, like, I literally would stand up to her and be like, Mom, like, I do not care what other people think about right. me or what they want to say about me. Like, in the end, I know who I am and stuff, and it only matters what I think. It doesn't matter what other people think about me. So, like, that's what I... Because I always had an issue with my body. Even still, like, I'm working on it. Like, I was always, like, kind of insecure, or my self-esteem isn't the best. But because of, like, hearing all of that, I'm like, you know, like, I'm tired of it. Like, I'm a person yeah. that's, like, if something, like, I don't like something about myself, but, like, other people would say something about it, it's like, why do I even care?
Right.
Because I started, like, finding out for myself, like, what is the importance of this? Everyone's different and stuff. So I like broke out of that mindset of like, oh, everyone has to have like an hourglass,
right.
slim, thick, always. Like, no, it's not like that. Everyone has their own like body shape and like
yeah.
how they want to look. Like, some people want to look like Doritos, men, women. I don't want to look like a Dorito, mm-hmm. but that's them. They're still gonna look good.
They look good.
Like, and it doesn't mean I'm not gonna look good like that, you know.
As long as you're healthy, I think that's what's
important. Everyone has their own different bodies, yeah, and that's very important to stay healthy.
Yeah, it's like, I think as I went throughout high school and translating even into college, since I grew up in a very sheltered environment, you know, you would go to church, you wear a skirt and stuff. I wasn't comfortable with a lot of aspects of like style. I didn't know my style. I didn't really know what fit me. But as time went on, I started sort of using small forms of expression, like my nails. Like, I love painting my nails. It's so much fun. I like having different colors and matching them, and yeah. I feel like it sort of like expresses my moods, and it's also like a calming thing to do, like paint my nails. And growing up, I wasn't allowed to do that, and I think I sort of used it as a small step of rebellion, because I literally remember like hearing grown men preach that red nails make you look like a prostitute. And it's like, are you serious? Like, bro, people are dying when you're talking about my nails.
It's not for you. Exactly. Why do you take it like it's for you? Like, women do stuff for you. They don't. They do it for themselves.
Even, like, makeup. Like, I remember hearing, like, oh, you can't put on too much makeup. It'll make you look like a prostitute again. It's like, bro, they're trying to get that bag. Let them wear makeup. Like, if I want to wear makeup, I can't. And if I don't want to, that's fine,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, people wear makeup for different reasons. Some people want it to make them look more presentable because, let's say, they didn't have a good night's sleep.
Right.
And you're going to shame them.
I'm not going
to
look.
Like, what? Like, what if they're in, yeah. like, a professional setting where exactly. they have to, like, God forbid they don't get a good amount of sleep. Like, they're too anxious before, like, a presentation that they have to give.
Right.
Like, obviously, they're going to put on something.
Exactly. It's a taking, it's a form of self-care. It's a form of self-love to, you know, you don't have to, but to do your nails or to do some makeup, do your hair or something, put on a nice outfit. You know, some days you can dress in your pajamas and another day in a dress. Like, it doesn't matter. It really depends on you. But I think over time I started accepting my body, and there's certainly been times where I kind of like freak out and be like, oh, I'm getting fat, and then I'll like work out in a frenzy. But I think I'm sort of getting out of that mindset, and instead, like yeah. this week, we've been going to the pool, we played basketball, we've been to the gym, you've been to the gym more than me, but I've been going on walks and things like that. It's less sort of out of a mindset that I'm doing it to be skinny, or I'm doing it to be, you know, like, a certain shape.
Yeah.
I'm doing it to feel good,
yeah.
to feel great. To feel the blood rushing through yeah. me, like, I'm doing things, I'm not being a couch potato. There are some days where it's perfectly fine to be a couch potato, but...
Yeah, it's all about yeah. circumstance, too.
And your body is built to move.
Everyone's body is different, so sometimes people literally cannot
yeah.
function on, like, 5 days straight, a week going to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, two is fine. Like, it's
finding what fits for you.
Yeah.
And I think I'm sort of embracing that, definitely. And yeah. I think being in college has helped me, I guess, I wrote this down, translating what you feel on the inside, showing it on the outside. I think throughout high school, on the inside, I felt very, like, I liked my body, but I didn't. So what I wore and how I presented myself was very, like, safe. I didn't go out of my comfort zone to wear things or do things that would make me stand out, because then I knew people were looking at me. But I think here in college, on the inside, I sort of feel happy with myself. I love myself. I think I'm beautiful. So on the outside, I'm going to wear things that make me feel nice. And it's not for the validation of others. It's not because I want compliments, it's because I want to look in the mirror and be like, damn, you're kind of cute, like, come on. So it's, like, simple things as jewelry or coloring my hair, like, that's super fun. Like, I like having a change, so doing that is always fun. And it's, like, I have younger sisters.
Yeah.
And I try to, they tell me, like, Ellen, you look so much more confident in college. And I know that's a form of inspiration for them. So it's like, if I can reach at least one kid, one person, or like we've done in the past projects for the podcast where we compliment people. And I know that's, for at least one person, that's something that stayed in their head for the rest of the day. Because whenever somebody compliments me on my outfit or like my hair or something, it stays. It's like, yeah. they went out of their way to tell you something and they really thought it. So it's sort of spreading, like, if you feel positive about your body, try to spread it to those around you, because there might be somebody who's struggling with that, you know? So, what do you think is something you need to work on in terms of body positivity, and what's something that you've already accomplished?
I think, like, I should feel more okay with being like, obviously I'm not, like, skinny. With exactly not being, like, really skinny. Because it's, like, some people are, like, actually, like, built different. Like, in my opinion, I feel like I have very, like, my ribs feel freaking huge. And I'm, like, I feel like that plays into the fact that I don't look, like, really skinny from the side. And I'm, like, you know, that's okay, because, like, everyone's, even, like, their skeletons are different. Right. Like, some people have really wide shoulders and stuff. And it's, like, it's not because, and it's not a bad thing, it's just their different body compositions. Yeah. So I just want to, like, be more okay with the fact that, like, everyone's body is different. Like, I understand that, but I myself need to, like, further cement it into my head. Something that I already accomplished, I would say, is, like, or, like, I'm on the way to, is, like, I'm really, like, I want to build my legs up, and especially because I have hip dips, but, like, at this point, like, my hip dips don't really matter to me, but it's just for me. Like, I just want to fill them out and stuff, like, slim down a little, and then I still think I look fine right now, and I think I'm gonna look, like, better, or, like,
yeah, it's about improvement, you know? It's not about, like, changing it, it's just,
it's honestly about strengthening your mentality.
Right.
It's not, going to the gym is, like, for me at least, it's also physical, obviously, but it's a lot of mentality, because it's, like, it's changing the way that I see myself, and it's going to change the way that...
Yeah. It's changing, like, your lifestyle, too, because now you have to think about what you eat. Oh, that's okay. So, it's, like, I feel like when it comes to things with your body and working out, it's also a mental process, because you have to mentally become strong and tell yourself, like, no, I'm not going to take a nap. I'm going to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Even though I'm tired, I'm going to go. I'm going to go out on a walk. I'm going to go on a swim. And it helps you. You feel better mentally when you do things that are out of the norm. And it's like taking care of your body. It's, you know, like, church people, they might say, like, your body's a temple, blah, blah, blah. But, like, if you think about it, like, in a non-religious aspect, your body is the only thing you for sure own that's yours. It's only yours, it's nobody else's.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know what happens after we die, but, like, all I know is that in this moment, in this time, all I have is this one body. All I have is these pairs of lungs, and this tummy, and this mind, and all I can do is take care of it in the best way possible.
Yeah.
So it's like for example, I'm 6 days vegetarian today, and I'm honestly feeling pretty good. Sometimes after eating meat, like, it kind of felt disgusting, but and it's different for everybody, you know. If you want to eat meat, go for it, it's delicious. But personally, I just wanted to try it. It's been something I thought about for a very long time, and it's gonna be difficult, but I think it's sort of like, it's something for me, and it's to help myself feel better. And, like, I've been trying to go, like, I'm not really a gym person, but I've been going to swim, I've been going on walks, I played basketball, and that's scary because it's big, tall people, but, like, I think when you have a support system, it really helps, because, like, Rose comes to the gym with me. I don't know why I'm speaking third person. You come to the gym with me, and you come swim, and then, or even if we go on two different things, we'll always ask, like, how did it go? How do you feel? And it's sort of, like, supporting each other in that.
Yeah.
And just, like, simply supporting, like, girl, you look kind of cute today. Like, I'd be like, damn, you look so thick. Like, stuff like that. Shout out Maddie. Like, you know, stuff like that. It's just, like, empowering the people around you.
Yeah. And especially because it's, like, you know that, like,
people struggle.
There's a certain level of your friends, too, where it's, like, you know that they definitely will not lie to you.
Right.
And it's, like, if they wanted to tell me the truth, like, they would. But this is the truth that they're telling me.
Yeah. And it's also, like, I feel like women, we compliment each other all the time. Men don't really get compliments. So I always try to compliment my boyfriend. He's always like,
oh my God, same. I'm like, you're so pretty. You're
yeah,
beautiful.
I tell him all the time, and he's like, oh, thanks. Like, he doesn't know how to respond sometimes, but I understand why. So I'm trying to, like, you know.
Especially, like, about my boyfriend's, like, body, I'll be like, oh my God, you look so good. I'm like, okay. Okay, because we've both been going to the gym.
Yeah.
So,
It's all about helping each other out, you know? I guess to, like, wrap up, is there anything else you would like to say? Oh, I just remembered something. You were talking about, like, how you have, like, a wider rib cage and stuff like that. We need to remember, genetically, we're all different. We all have different races. And different things. Like, I remember seeing on TikTok, like, Irish people, like, sometimes, like, they live through potato famine. So what's the natural thing? If you are skinny, it's a selective, it's a science. If you're skinny, you're more prone to die from a potato famine. So they would, you know, become a little bit more built.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, out of protection that your ancestors built this body.
It's crazy, because I love, like, hearing stuff like that, because I actually have, like, goddesses.
Yes.
They were always plump, because it meant they were rich, and they would eat good.
Right, because you eat good. Or, like, some people say, like, I hate my ethnic nose, I hate this. Your face is the production of years of people wanting to achieve that face.
Yeah.
So it's, like, be happy
with what you have. It's, like, you're not the American standard, but that's not to say you're not the standard in your country.
I'll be going back to the motherland, people be like, wow, you're so exotic. Like, oh my God, please don't call people exotic ever. Like, somebody called me exotic in Italy. I was like, bro, what? He was like, where are you from? Are you Indonesian? Are you Filipino? I was like, bro, I'm from New York.
Right.
Like, all right, chill. But, like, I understand the mindset behind it. It's like, remember that we can't be the same, and that's okay. Because we are all different. We come from different places, and we come from different ancestors. So it's like, what you gonna do? But yeah, I guess that would be my last thing. What's your last thing?
My last thing, eventually, if you're looking for it, or if you, like, I don't know, I feel like eventually it just happens sometimes. You're gonna find, like, what works for you, and it may take time. A lot of things take time. I've said this very, very often. A lot of things take time, it's true. But you'll find a routine that is, like, very beneficial to you, whether it helps your mental or your physical, your emotional, your spiritual, whatever. You'll find it, like you said, you're trying to become vegetarian, and it's helping you, you know? Like, some people need that, like, I'm trying to go to the gym, so you'll figure out a routine or what works best for you, and you just need to explore, you need to explore your options, you know? Like you said, you went to the gym with me, and you're like, I'm not really a gym person, but I like swimming, still exercise. It's
finding what works for you. Like, I know I'm not a running person. If you see me running, stop me. There's
no, if you see Ellen running, she's running from something. Start running.
And you'll probably beat me in the process. So, so yeah. I start swimming in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll fly before I run. Anyway, so we hope you guys can take these words as sort of reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Love your body.
Yes.
It's yours. Only yours.
Yeah.
All right. We will see you next time. We will talk to you.
Bro.
We'll be in your ears next time. All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon on And They Were Roommates.
Oh my God, They Were Roommates.